USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky vowed his country would not stop fighting until all Russian forces are expelled. The Ukrainian military claimed to push back on 11 attacks in the Donetsk and Luhansk regions and destroyed 8 tanks as well as other Russian combat vehicles. The Kremlin has cut off Finland from gas it exported to the Nordic country. The move comes after Helsinki refused to pay Russian energy giant Gazprom in rubles and after Finland announced it wanted to join NATO. The break is easier for Finland compared to other European nations. Russian imports of natural gas counts for some 5% of Finland's total energy consumption. Former President Trump paid the $110,000 in fines he piled up after being held in contempt for being slow to respond to a subpoena from New York's Attorney General. He still needs to file the paperwork to lift the contempt order. Wall Street closed down for the week. This is USA Radio News.
Think of everything you do to provide for your family. A home, food on the table, healthcare, vacations, and saving for your kids' education. It's all good as long as you're alive, but it's only a drop in the bucket of what they'll need if you die without life insurance. Buying term life insurance is not something you can afford to put off. Call the Term Lifeline now for the lowest possible rates on quality term life insurance. Term life rates are at all-time lows, and we can save you up to 70%. If you already have coverage, you could be paying too much. One call.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
The youngest of 10 black people killed at a Buffalo supermarket in a racist attack will be laid to rest this weekend. 32-year-old Roberta Drury was at the Tops Friendly Market to buy groceries. The Syracuse area native moved to western New York a decade ago to care for her brother as he fought leukemia. Roppy, as she was affectionately known, is being remembered as big-hearted and quick with a laugh. A tornado that touched down northwest of Detroit killed at least 2 people and injured more than 40. The twister hit the town of Gaylord Friday. Video posted online showed extensive damage along the city's main street. One building appeared to be largely collapsed. A collapsed utility pole laid along the side of a road along with debris. A shelter has been set up at a church. The last time Gaylord had a severe windstorm was more than 2 decades ago. A state of emergency was declared for Otsego County. Today is the second jewel of horse racing's Triple Crown, but the winner of the Kentucky Derby will not be in the Preakness. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
The U.S. and South Korea will consider joint military exercises to deter North Korea's nuclear threat. Pyongyang has defended its nuclear program as necessary against what it described as threats from the U.S. It has long described joint military exercises as rehearsals for an invasion, but allies have described the exercises as defense. Both President Biden and South Korean President Moon Jae-in affirmed in remarks at a joint news conference that their shared goal is the complete denuclearization of North Korea. It's also another sign that Washington is still concerned about Pyongyang.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says the Biden administration takes intelligence very seriously that says North Korea could launch nuclear missile tests while President Biden is visiting East Asia.
With each test, they are trying to advance their program and their capabilities. And that's worrisome because those capabilities pose a threat, a very real threat to security and stability on the peninsula, let alone the region, and even beyond the region.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the United States is ready to act in coordination with its allies in response to any show of aggression by East Asian countries like North Korea and China. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We do thank you for listening and encourage you to listen to us anywhere online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.